God can take it. You don't have to be afraid, 'cause he won't turn you away.
He can take whatever's broken, make it just like new. You won't even
whether it is your spirit, your mind, your attitude, your body, no matter what part, no matter what parts of you are broken, God can take it and make it new. He can make you whole. Watch him do this for Naaman. Naaman went away angry because he didn't receive his healing the way he wanted to. That's both commendable and problematic, that he had determined how he was going to receive his healing. It's good that he was convinced before he left home that he would be healed by God. Because notice this now, he had it right. He thought that the prophet would call on the name of the Lord his God. And when he said that, Naaman was making it clear he really did not expect the prophet to heal him. He expected God to heal him through the prophet. He had the right idea. He had the right thinking about that. But where he went wrong was in having predetermined himself exactly how the healing would be effected. Now, this is important. Sometimes we decide how God is going to come through for us. And we have to remember, we are not sovereign. God is sovereign. We don't have supreme authority. God has supreme authority. And he is in no way obligated to do things our way just because we have determined that's the way he's going to do it. We need to recognize and acknowledge that we don't know everything. And that means we don't even always know the best way for us to be healed. Not always. God may have something in mind that will bring about some changes that we may not even be thinking about if we do it his way. Because if we do it his way, immediately part of what's happening is humility is kicking in. Instead of us being humble enough to say, the only way I'm going to be healed is if God heals me, yet proud enough and arrogant enough to say, and since he's going to heal me, he's going to do it this way. We've got to get away from that kind of thinking. We've got to allow our attitudes, our minds to be purified from that kind of thinking. That we determine how God is going to do the job and then expect him to fall in line with what we have decided. Mm-mm. If we're going to be humble, let's be humble all the way through the process. If we're going to be humble enough to acknowledge that the only way we're coming out of this is if God does something about it, then let's continue with that humility and say, God, do whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. And not only however you want to do it, but whenever you want to do it. Anything you want me to do to get myself in position to fully release you to do what you have already decided to do, please let me know that and give me the strength to do what you require of me. Let's be humble all the way through the process. Naaman went away angry because he did not get his healing the way he wants. In verse 12, he continues, are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than any of the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed? So he turned and went off in a rage. Here, we see a demonstration of someone failing to use common sense. Because he didn't get his healing the way he wanted to get it, he was preferring to not get it at all. He was willing to be outraged and say, I reject what the prophet has said to me. He's told me what I need to do to be healed, but because it's not what I want to do, I'm going to forfeit the healing. He turned and went off in a rage. Naaman's servants went to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? What if they had said, listen, what if the prophet had said, and this is what they're saying to him, I'm just using this as an example. What if he had said to you, go out and destroy this or destroy that. Go out and bring back 10 foxes alive. Go out and do something great. His servants who knew him well said, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed? They're helping him think straight. Wash and be cleansed. How did Naaman respond? He went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him. Now that's important. He followed instructions. Once he was helped, and sometimes we need help to get our thinking straight. Once he was helped to think straight about the instructions he had received, the command he had received regarding how to be healed, and decided to drop his rage, to drop his anger, and simply do what he had been told. He went and did what he was told. He did what he had been told, and he did it to the letter. He was not told to wash 5 times. He was told to wash 7 times. He was not told to wash once. He was told, wash 7 times. So he did exactly as he had been told. He did not wash 3 times and say, hey, that's enough, I'm stopping here. He didn't dip 5 times and say, well, 5 has got to be close enough to 7. This is enough, I'm done. Let me look at my skin. Nope. He was told, wash 7 times. And so the scriptures tell us he dipped 7 times. What was the outcome? When he's through.